Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, Father. What did you think since you've been gone away? I prayed every day to come back home.
Yeah.
From my Yes, indeed. Grateful for every blessing, every lesson, every challenges, every joy, every peace, every chaos. I am grateful because in that time, in that moment when I'm going through the hard time, it becomes a catalyst for me to reach deep down and ask for something more and say, "Is there got to be something good about this?" So when my life is in a mess, I just got to just hold on so I can get the message. And when I get the message, I become the messenger of truth. With that, I am grateful. So when we look at life and know that there is a blessing in everything that we go through and grow through, we can choose gratitude. And sometimes you can't get to the gratitude because you're holding on to stuff. You think it's all about you. It's not. Surrender, let it go, forgive, so you can forget and you can feel the love that you truly are. We started the show off with State of Man. I have forgiven. State of Man. Their website is stateofmanmusic.com. Like a state of consciousness, stateofmanmusic.com. Find out more about them. Download the songs. John Stringer's the lead singer, my dear brother friend. And we slide into Karen Drucker. She said, you know, it's okay. Take a breath and be grateful. Don't just be okay. All is well. So thank you, Sister Karen Drucker, my dear sister friend. To find out more about her, her website address is karendrucker.com. And the title of that song is Grateful. What are you grateful for? It's all about being in gratitude, in being in great attitude. Are you in great attitude about your life? Well, guess what? If not, you can choose again. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you took this time to tune in to yourself, not just tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. As a matter of fact, Life Conversations Radio is simply a catalyst for you to tune in to yourself. So, now, to contradict myself in a loving way, because life is paradoxical. It's about you. So it's all about how we look at it. Some things is not just about, it's not about you. And then you flip it the other way, it's about me. So you're here, even if you're calling for a reading, or you've been to Sunny Dawn's workshop, and you just want to hear her drop some more truth, the kind of truth that kicks you in the butt, but you say, you know, I needed to hear that. Well, she's here, so thank you for showing up. Showing up for yourself, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, regular listeners know I say this. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. That's the official time. I usually finish with my guests around 1:15, 1:20. Sometimes I can squeeze it in so we can finish with the guests by 1:30. But because it's a playground, once, you know, we want to get to God, we kind of hang around, maybe do a little bit, listen to a little bit of Abraham, make some tea and some cookies and cake. And for those who want to go out and smoke a cigarette, it's your world. So we may go on to two, but I don't think we're doing that today. I don't know. What do I know? Well, the number is 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and my guest is here, Sunny Dawn Johnston. She's here. We're talking about the art of forgiveness. Yeah. You got to let it go. You got to release it. And as we talk about forgiveness, we're going to do, she's doing meetings. Yeah, she's going to take your calls. She's going to take your questions. So, you know, as you listen to this teaching, what's the word I'm looking for? Teaching, leave it as that. Like, it was there, but it disappeared. You know, Sunny Dawn and I will go back and forth talking about forgiveness and things we need to do. We're going to talk about invoking the archangels, but we're also going to take your call. So be patient, and we'll get to you. If you're meant to get your answer today, you'll get your answer, even if we don't take your call. But since you're here, you will get your answer. You just need to listen differently. Listen differently and be open, be receptive. Life is good. It's getting better. What do I need to tell you? Quite a few things. Let me go to this website over here. Welcome to all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line, and welcome to all of you listening on the archive right now, because when you're listening to it, it will be right now. And those of you in the chat room, we have a lot of guests. Sonny's bringing all the people. I saw a truck. No, that wasn't a truck. It was a coach, you know, those kind of tour buses. There were like five of them outside. I'm like, wow, look at where they're going. And they're all hanging out outside the studio. But if you want to interact in the chat room, now, let me slow this down. You can chat with other people in the chat room by registering with Blog Talk Radio. That way you can interact and talk about, yeah, Sonny Dawn is talking to me, oh, that's my truth, I've been going through that. You know, you can do that in there. That's where you can talk amongst yourself. Now, when it comes to taking questions, I'm going to tell you what to do. And if you want to call in, I strongly, strongly suggest you call in right now. Or else. That's it. You fill in the blank. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Now, if you can't call in, you really want to get through and you wish you could call in, but you don't work, you can go to Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. Post your questions there. Now, speaking of forgiveness, I'm forgiving Facebook for keep changing. I know that's the only thing that's constant, but Jesus, too much change is driving me nuts. So here's the thing that I learned. When you post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, make sure you click that button that says highlight right at the top. As soon as you log in, under my picture there on the microphone, you see something sort of grayed out or blued out, because it's not really gray. It's kind of blue. It's blued out. Click the highlights and then go down to post by others. Now, when you post your question, that's how you see. Well, that's how you see that you posted. And we'll come to that, and Casper or I will get to it. Now, if you don't do Facebook because you're stop it, because you don't do Facebook for whatever reason, don't go there. Some people are new. Be gentle with them. If you don't do Facebook for whatever reason, you can go to Life Conversations. You hear the F? LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. When you get there, click on the tab, Ask Life Coach ADE, ADE, Ask Life Coach ADE, and you can send in your questions through it. Now, if you want to do it, then do it quick, because I've got to do it now. And we will get to it. What else do I need to tell you? Let me tell you about some upcoming guests and great stuff that is happening here on Life Conversations Radio, so we can jump right in. Sonny Dawn is ready. The angels are all flapping their wings and downloading as we speak. So while I'm giving this announcement, if you listen, you will hear your answer even before we get to you. let's go here. So what do I need to tell you? I'm pulling it up on the computer. I have a lot of things I do here. So welcome to my world. Yes, Sonny Dawn is here today. Tomorrow, I'm excited about tomorrow as well. Tomorrow I have the new hosts that are going to be joining us on Life Conversations Radio Network. We have Mo Love. Mo Love is the host of My Authentic Lifestyle. My Authentic Lifestyle. The topic is going to be a show focusing on same-sex relationships, the challenges and the conflict between being in a same-sex relationship and God and what religion says about it and what spiritual. So it's going to be good. She's also a chef, so she's going to be serving us some good inspiration. But she's joining me tomorrow. The other new host is Aisha Darby. She's going to be hosting a show called Here to Inspire. She's been here as a guest before, so some of you know her. She's joining Life Conversations Radio Network. Mo Love show will be this coming Sunday called My Authentic Lifestyle. And Aisha Darby show will be every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Here to Inspire. So join me tomorrow. And I'm going to find out more about them. You can call them. I want to introduce you to them. But I really need you to be nice, you know. I really need you to be picked, to just kind of embrace them. You know, if they're feeling nervous, just pull them closer to you and give them a hug. Tell them you're home. Aisha knows that. She's been here. And Monique is getting to find out. on, well, this is Monday. Thursday show, we're working on something magical, so I won't tell you about that. But Monday, you want to tune in for Monday's show as well. What am I talking about tuning in for Monday's show? Tune in for all the shows, because the shows are archived as well, so if you miss it, you can always download it. But I have a wonderful sister who's going to be joining me, Janet Perez Elkles. She's the author of Simply Salsa, Dancing Without Fear at God's Fiesta. She has an inspirational story that she's going to be sharing with us, how she moves through challenges. Her 19-year-old son was shut 23 times, and she's blind. I mean, she has so much story, so make sure you tune in. That's on Monday. And there's so much more, but you can check out the information by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. lifeconversationsmedia.com and click on the upcoming guest. You can actually maybe click on the calendar too, because the calendar I think is more up to date. There's lots going on here. Now. I know you're waiting patiently. I know it's okay. If you get impatient, forgive yourself. Let's do some housekeeping, okay? Gotta take care of me. I gotta take care of Life Conversations Radio. Tamara, nice to see you. Kefra, nice to see you. Silent listeners, I see you. I know who you are because you are simply an extension of me. Welcome, welcome, all of you on the phone line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you've got a question for Sonny Don, you make sure you press 1 on your keypad and it will come to you. Now, let me read a little something, because I want to jump into this conversation. So Sonny Don has a story to tell. She is a psychic medium, a spiritual teacher, and an author. And she has the power to move thousands upon thousands from tears to laughter in the blink of an eye. Woo, that's a power. I'm glad she's my friend. She's been described as a best friend who will love you unconditionally, but also kick you in the butt when you need it the most. Yeah, too many people are sitting on their butt. I want to do this butt. Get off your butt. Her support is always present as she guides you to your own personal freedom and power. She's all about unconditional love. She teaches it, she lives it, and now writes about it. Her book is filled with metaphorical teachings as she shares her raw and emotional journey from self-hatred to self-love. That's the book called Invoking the Archangels. And we're going to talk more about that. We're going to take your questions. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Sonny Don. Let me go here. Oh, this excitement. I know how you guys feel. Calm down. I know you're excited, but we got a show to do. Hello, Sonny Don. Justin.
Hello. That was a great introduction. I'm almost speechless.
People are excited. They're excited to see that you're here. They're saying, intuitively, I'm catching that they're saying, finally. Welcome home. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. Thank you very much. And you?
I am great. I'm aligned now. I'm all in my, I'm all ready to go. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling the energy. And let's do the dance.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So now, I have a lot of questions to ask you. We're talking about the art of forgiveness. But before we go into that, I must ask you this question. I read a little bit about you, a tiny bit. There's so much more about you on your website, and I'll give that website out to listeners in a few. But I want to ask you, from your point of view, from your perspective, who are you? Who is Sonny Don Justin?
You know, I'm a lot of things, but ultimately I'm spirit. So, you know, the description of Sonny Don Johnston can take on a lot of different meanings. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a teacher, I'm an author, I'm a student. You know, I'm so many different things, but ultimately I'm a spirit having this physical experience and doing my best to enjoy every moment of it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, spirit in action.
Spirit in action.
Yes, indeed. Being the face of God, the hands of God, being God on earth. I get it. So let's talk about the art of forgiveness. Your story, you went through a wonderful experience, a challenging experience where you had to move from self-hatred to self-love. Can you tell us about that journey and how you arrived at self-love?
Sure. You know, it's been a journey for sure. And for me, it was, you know, living in an environment where I didn't always feel like I fit in. I think a lot of people relate to that for a lot of different reasons. And because of that, forgetting who I really was, you know, not recognizing my innate value. And so because of that, my self-esteem suffered, which many of us struggle with that. So for many years, I went through a lot of doubt and hatred and anger and frustration with myself and my circumstances. And then I started to become aware through, you know, life's opportunities as we receive when we ask for help and don't always know that that's the way it's coming. You know, I got the opportunity to start to experience help and support. And for me, it was from the angelic realm as well as from physical beings, but from the angelic realm, and started me on a journey of healing and healing my heart and healing that self-esteem and remembering who I really am and remembering my innate value. And when I began that process, which, you know, for me took quite a long time because I wasn't aware that there was something I could do. I didn't know what to do. And so it was kind of a series of, you know, muddling through things, I guess I would say. And when I finally figured out, you know, hey, there's another way, and you can ask for help and you can receive help, and you just need to open your heart and start to forgive yourself for some of the past and some of the choices that you've made, the healing just started flowing through me, and my life changed in incredible and amazing ways, and then allowed me then, when I didn't hold that energy and have that lower vibration, allowed me to really do what I'm meant to do and be who I really truly am.
So that process of hearing, asking for help, how were your parents supportive when you were going through that challenge, or did you feel like you were alone?
Well, I felt like I was alone. You know, I was raised in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we were a metaphysical family. My mother was metaphysical. We were, you know, doing astrology and numerology and past life readings and crystal healings and hypnotherapy. And this was in the 70s and 80s when it wasn't popular to do, especially in Salt Lake City, Utah. So being in that environment, I had a ghost that lived in my house. I started seeing angels. And so I was in that environment, but in my surrounding environment, my community, my friends and family were not that way. So for me, it was trying to figure out where I fit in, and I couldn't find a place that I fit in. So on one hand, I had a supportive environment inside of my household, but when I'd walk out the doors and I'd share any of the things we were doing or talk about any of the experiences I had, then it wasn't accepted, or I didn't fit in, or it wasn't okay, and even judged and criticized extremely.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I felt alone. Was I alone? No. But did I feel alone? Yes.
Right. So yeah, forgiveness was definitely one of the tools you used. For you, what is the definition of forgiveness? How do you define forgiveness?
Forgiveness to me is finding the value in the experience.
Mm.
When you know, in my book, I wrote a 9-step process, and ultimately the 9-step process gets you to a place of forgiveness. And to me, it's about finding the value. It's looking at the experiences you've had in your life and being able to see and feel and know, not necessarily understand, but see and feel and know that they happened for a purpose, for a reason, and being able to then, with that knowledge, release the anger, the pain, the frustration. So I think when we find the value of something, we move into a place of forgiveness. And a lot of times that's the greatest struggle for people as they go through the challenges and they can't see the purpose behind it, and that's what keeps us stuck in that cycle for, you know, decades, you know, if not lifetimes at times.
Yes, indeed. Because when you talk about finding the value in the experience, I think, you know, between what happened, the situation, the circumstances, and getting to a point where we find the value, there's the in-between, there's the middle part. where somebody might be saying, I can't believe that happened to me. I can't believe my own father did that to me. I can't believe my mother did that to me. My brother. Mm-hmm. So they get so caught up in trying to understand why me.
Right.
How can they get from that middle point, if you will, from what happened, the middle where they're stuck and saying, why me? That was just, there's no love in that. How can they get to that point where they can start to begin the process of looking for the value? Because sometimes they're still looking for justice. They're still looking to be made right, to say you were right and they were wrong. What kind of thing would you share with listeners?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to first address the fact that many people try to understand things. And I think that, not that I'm against that, but I think that we get stuck in that space for a very long time. And there are things, I believe, in this physical realm that are very difficult to understand with a physical mind. If we raise the vibration to a spiritual space, then we can have what we would use as the word understanding, because we can see the greater good or the cause and effect or the purpose behind it. But when we get into the human mind of trying to understand something with only our knowledge as these physical beings, I think we oftentimes spend a lot of energy, and we could just move to a place of, okay, I'm not going to try to understand it, but I'm going to try to move through it, feel through it, accept it, embrace it, learn from it, grow from it. So for me, it was baby steps. You know, when I was struggling with getting out of, you know, relationship, I had a baby as a teenager. I was in a relationship with an alcoholic that didn't work and didn't show up as a father, and I stayed in that environment for a couple of years. And not only was the environment unhealthy, we were on welfare and food stamps and things like that, but we also physically, our physical environment, you know, we lived in a shack, we didn't have running water, didn't have air conditioning or heating. Some of the time we sleep on the floor because we didn't have a bed. Mice would run over us in the middle of the night. I mean, it was a very unhealthy environment on all levels. And I allowed myself to be in that environment because at that time I didn't feel like I deserved anything better. And when I started to get to the place that, you know what, there's got to be something more, and started to remember a little bit about my value, it was too big of a jump to go from where I was sitting in the crap, so to speak, to move to a place of just forgiveness. That was too big. So for me, I started with baby steps. The first step was recognizing, hey, I'm in a situation that is not healthy for me. So for me, the first step, and this is what I wrote about in my book, is awareness, is, hey, I don't like this situation. I don't like this illness. I don't like this relationship. This isn't working for me. The second step for me was looking within, was going within myself. Instead of going outside of myself, which is what I like to do, blame everybody else, right? I had to go inside myself. I had to look within. What's going on with me? What is it that I need? What is my spirit saying to me? Once I did that, the third step for me was make a choice. You know, what are you going to choose to do? Quit not making a choice, you know, which is making a choice. Not choosing can still be one of the choices. And actually make a choice and follow through with it, Sunny. So for me, then, it was making a choice. I don't want to do this any longer. And then step four was make the commitment. Commit to yourself, to your child, to your whoever it is, that I'm going to do something different. Step five, which I think is the crucial one, is responsibility. Take responsibility for your life. You're the one that created it. Quit blaming everybody else. Quit doing the poor me, the victim. Yes, that serves a purpose for a time for many of us, because it allows us to get stuck in our crap even longer until we get to a place where we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But at some point, it's time to take responsibility and just say, you know what, I created this, and if I created it, I can heal it. So step five, I think, is crucial, is responsibility. Six is action. Now it's time to do something. Quit talking about it. Do it. Step seven for me was releasing and replenishing. It was letting go of the old. It was letting go of the old belief systems, ways of doing things, activities, and then replenishing it, filling myself up with things that were good for me, that were healthy for me, good thoughts, good affirmations, good people, good food even, good environment, good energy. Step eight for me is maintenance, maintaining my own energy, learning how to hold my own boundaries, not allow others to bring me down, hold my own energy, not absorb the energy of everyone else. And that, those little steps, baby step by baby step, brought me to step nine, which I called appreciation. It's gratitude, grateful for the experience, see and understand the purpose behind it. And in appreciation or gratitude of the experience, you also experience forgiveness. And then oftentimes there's nobody to forgive. Once you've walked through that process, you don't have anybody to forgive because ultimately it's always about you. And so it's what you've created. And once you heal that and recognize the value in it, there's nothing else to do. You can move on to the next experience because I'm sure you'll have one.
Waiting in line. Yes,
exactly.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. If you're just joining us, my guest is Sunny Dawn Johnston. Her website address is that, Sunny Dawn Johnston. Yes, Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, Dawn, D-A-W-N, Johnston, johnston.com. You can find out more about her. Her book is Invoking the Archangels. We're going to talk more about that. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're doing a lot. We're talking about the art of forgiveness, releasing the past, finding the value in the experience. So we're going to take a quick break, but I want to invite your listeners, think of something that you're holding on to. Think of something that is challenging you, that you say, I know I'm supposed to forgive, I know, but can you find the value in your butt? What value does your butt have for you? Take some time to just be with that. We're going to come back, take some calls. And actually, before we take the calls, when we come back, Sonia, I want to talk a little bit about the commitment, because I think sometimes we do fall short there to commit to something because we say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take charge of my life. Sonia Dawn told me about the 9 steps. I'm going to do it. But we get lost when it comes to committing to what we say we want. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. That's on Facebook, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Post your questions there and we'll get to it. That's probably your best bet right now because the phone line is full. But, wait, before I do that, let me do this. Let me go back to Sunny. Sunny, so how do you like your questions? That sounds like sound like you're wrestling. How would you like your dinner, man? How would you like your question? How do you want them to serve it up? Just what they're dealing with? What do you have a particular style that you want? What am I trying to say?
I'm open. I'm open.
Yes.
However they do it, I'll get the energy, and if I'm not sure, I'll ask. But yeah, however they come, I'll read their vibration. That'll be good enough.
Good. So you like your questions open. Great.
Yes.
and me as a host, please don't give us the whole story and try and just get straight to the point because we're going to try and get through as many callers as possible. We will be right back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived. You can come back and listen because it's so important not to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Ooh, and this is the truth of who we are. Carly, tell them.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to 4parents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We do the best hosting in the planet. I said it. I'm here to represent it, and I love it. Yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Sunny Dawn Johnston. She's a psychic medium, a spiritual teacher, a best friend that just knows how to shower you with unconditional love, because that's what we need right now. So much is going on. The vibration is speeding up, and we think we have to speed up. But no, it's about slowing down and get aligned. And we're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. Before we take some calls, let me ask Sunny, I'm changing your name, right? Donnie, Sunny, what's wrong with you? Come on, man. Sunny Dawn, question, let's talk about commitment before we take calls. That step four, when you talk about commitment, I think that's where we stop short sometimes, because we think we've done something for like a week, we've prayed a prayer, said an affirmation, or done it for a month, but it looks like everything still is the same. Nothing has really changed. Can you speak more about commitment, what people can do to just stay the course?
Well, yeah, I definitely think commitment is one of the most important factors in your success to whatever it is that you're wanting to change, because it tends to get the action moving. So a lot of times what I found for myself is that it was easier for me in the past, not now, but in the past, it was easier for me to break a commitment to myself than it was to break a commitment to someone else. And I think that's because of what we're taught. You know, we're taught to put other people in front of us, to take care of everybody else first. And that teaching is changing, but we still have, all of the years that we've learned from that old kind of paradigm. So I think we're coming into a place where we're recognizing this, but that old school belief kind of still speaks to us. So what worked for me was making that statement and doing it, committing to other people. That's what I started with. Do I think that that's the best way to do it? No. But I think that oftentimes we need a baby step. So the commitments, that's why I think that groups like, you know, Weight Watchers or Alcoholics Anonymous or things like that, I think that's one of the reasons that they really help and support people for a time, not forever, but for a time, because there's a commitment to something outside of ourselves, which then as we start having that behavior, it changes the behavior, and then we start to get clear enough to recognize, oh, wait, this is a commitment within me, and then I have the energy, the power, the vibration to hold it. So I do think that as we start to be gentle with ourselves, we recognize, you know, what we're doing, and you see it often enough. For me, I start telling everybody. So that was my way that, you know what, I would make that commitment, and it would be a silent commitment within myself, so nobody would know if I failed. But if I started saying it outside of myself, well, then I wanted to show up. I didn't want people to think I was a failure or a loser or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's not the best way, coming from the best vibration, but I do think it works when you're first starting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes thinking about what other people think about you can work for you.
Right. In just the beginning, I don't want it to be, that's because it isn't really about other people, but when you're in that place and you're just trying to make some changes in your life, that can be a catalyst for that change.
Mm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're going to take some calls now. And Sunny Dawn, Tammy on Facebook said, love the energy of the show. What a great definition of forgiveness. Thank you, Sunny Dawn, for sharing your warmth and wisdom. And in the chat room as well, people saying they love your definition of forgiveness, finding the value in the experience. Okay, I know all the archangels are waiting in line. This is what we do. We're ready. We've got the answers. They already know the questions, but, you know, because we're on this physical plane. Let's hear the question. Let's go to Jane from Ohio. She got a question about relationship. Hey, Jane, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Hi. I was just wanting to see what my guides say coming forward about relation status and so forth. I had two questions. Instead, I kind of had to narrow it down to one because I think this is probably the crux of other things going on. So,
okay. Give me your birth date, hon.
It's May 5th, 1964.
Well, I think that there's a lot this year for you. It feels like there's a lot of change in relationships. It feels like one of the things that's happening on a spiritual level for you is that you're moving into a place where your spiritual relationship, your relationship with yourself and the God of your understanding is becoming much stronger, and I would just say almost even to the point of more important than some of the physical relationships. And that is helping you with clarity, making some changes in some of these relationships that haven't always been healthy for you and that don't always serve your highest good. And I think that you've made some of those changes, but there's more to come. The other thing it feels like is when you talk about relationship in general, I get a real strong sense of spirituality with you. Is that an area you've been more focused on?
Yes, I would say in the last 6 months to year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and it will continue. I think you're going to come, I just feel like full circle in November, and I don't know why November stands out to me, but that may represent something for you, where there's going to be something full circle, like your learnings, and we're always on a spiritual journey our entire lives, but this is a very crucial time for you in your expansion, in your spiritual expansion, which is then shifting, it's like the ripple effect, shifting everything else in your life. So the vibration, as you hold it within you, is affecting the people around you, your work, and every single area of your life is going to receive that ripple effect. So I would say stay focused, stay connected to your relationship with spirit, and listen to your intuition over and above anybody else, and you'll come into flow. But there are a couple bumps along the way. That's just because it's different, because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
I do.
Okay,
thank
very
you.
Good. You bet, honey.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much. Let's go to Sheila. She's got a question around relationship as well. Sheila, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sheila.
What's your question?
Hi. Hi, Sunny. Do you want my birthday first? Or
yes,
do you want
please.
Me to...
go ahead and give me your birthday.
4/5/1961.
Okay, what's your question?
And my question is about a relationship that I've done. Definitely unconditional love and forgiveness is definitely a big topic for this relationship. We haven't been together for about 3 years, so I'm trying to reconnect and get back together. And I don't know if you have a time frame when we might do that.
Okay. This really stands out to me in this relationship because you're also in a relationship year. Vibrationally, that's what I feel around you. And when I ask your birth date, you guys, just so you guys all understand, I'm not a numerologist or an astrologist. That just kind of sometimes, I don't always need it, but sometimes that just kind of opens the door. It just helps me connect with you. So that's why I'm asking that for those of you that are wondering. You're in a relationship year as well. So what that feels like to me is that it's really gaining clarity on the things that work for you, that are serving you, and the things that aren't. I do feel like there's aspects of this relationship that I would just say have expanded. There's growth. So obviously there's a reason why you haven't been in the relationship and you ended it, but it does feel like there's opportunity for this to come back into alignment, because I feel like there's been growth and change on both sides. Do you understand?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so it feels to me, I get something around summertime. What state are you in?
Indiana.
Okay, because I get something around summertime, and the reason I'm asking state is because of the heat, because I feel like it's during summer, because I feel like it's before it gets cool, later end of summer. So to me, that's going to feel like July, August.
feels crucial in connection to this relationship. One of the things I want to be very, very clear for you is not to settle for anything less than what you want. Be very, very clear of what will work for you and what won't work for you. And I would even create a list, not of the things that won't work to hold on to, but what didn't work in the past and what you see
right.
is different and or the way you want it to be now, and then get rid of that won't work and hold on to the one that you're creating.
Okay.
Like as a visual. Great. I want it written. I want the energy around you. So not just in my head. I want it out and around me to create that vibration in my space.
Okay. That sounds right. Do you see him leaving this present situation now?
I feel like it's going to be up and down, but I feel like there's something in the summertime is where there's that major flip, that major change.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds wonderful.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Maria in California. She wants a message from her angels. Hey, Maria. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks.
Hi, Maria.
Good question.
Hi. Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
You
I wanted a message from my angels, if that was possible.
Are you having a challenge in either communication with someone or about something specific where you're needing to express or speak your truth and you either haven't had the opportunity or haven't felt like it was a safe place to do it?
I don't really feel that, no.
Okay, because I'm getting something around communication. The energy that I feel around you is Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is the angel of communication, expression. Is there anything that you feel like that you need to say to someone that you haven't? Or that maybe someone needs to say to you?
Well, my son is Gabriel as well, and there are things that, you know, that we should say to one another.
Okay, because Yeah, his energy, it just feels very clear to me that with Archangel Gabriel, this communication, there's things that need to be said, whether they, and maybe you just start by writing them. That might just be a way to move that energy out of your body, because that's what I feel is important for you at this time, is to get those, that communication out. And so whether it's verbally or whether it's just writing it and getting it out energetically, one of the two of those, that would be a start. But it's absolutely around communication, and Gabriel is very strong around you, so it's interesting that you named your son that.
Yeah.
Because that's just even more of a validation, but I get a lot of that energy, so there's communication seems to be important for you right now.
Yes, writing is my forte. So.
There you go. And I was going to say that, but it feels like writing you're comfortable with. That feels safer. It feels like there's some verbal things that could happen that would be a little more uncomfortable and that are part of more of what we could move in that direction. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we never get things expressed properly or thoroughly when we're speaking them, and there are a lot of things that are left unsaid and incomplete with my son and I.
Okay,
truly.
There you go. Perfect. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, this next caller, I love this question started on. The question is, how do I change my story? Oh, this question is going to be
right.
Chills, because that's the thing that we get trapped in. Let's go to Sandy. Well, I love this question. Oh, that says a lot about you, Sandy. So your question is, how do I change my story, right?
That's correct.
How do I change my story? And give me your birthday, Sandy.
10/17 of 1938.
Okay. Well, this is the way you change your story. You write a new one. How do I want my story to be? What do I want to create? And not only do you write it, but then you have to act the part. So
that's
you have
true.
To act as if. You have to act
right.
as if. You, and it's not pretend. It is intention. It's creating the intention, which shifts the energy, which changes the vibration. And when your vibration starts to change, the actors around you change. The set changes. Everything around you changes if your vibration changes. So if you look at it from like a scale and imagine it's like a ruler, but we're putting the ruler from top to bottom, so it's standing up. It's vertical instead of horizontal. If you have always been at two, at the number two, that's a whole different scene. But if you're raising your vibration and you're shifting it and you go up to 5, you're going to see something completely different at 5 than you are at 2. So you have to decide, what is it that I want to do? And you have to take the action behind it. So when you start to say it, you know, affirm it, that's the very first thing I started with in changing my story and changing my circumstance was affirmations. And I will tell you, it doesn't feel real. It feels like you're lying. It feels like you're making stuff up. That's normal because we've been so programmed to not believe something's real until it's sitting in front of us. And that's not the way it works. It's the law of attraction. It's we put that energy out and it is on its way back to us. So when you start to affirm and believe and see and feel your story different, it will change. My story is a 180-degree flip from what it was, you know, back then. And I had to hold that vision so that the experience could change. And then all the people, all the actors, the whole script, everything shifts.
It's changing. It is changing.
Yeah, there you go.
Right,
and it's changing. And sometimes we feel like it's changing too slowly. Oh, it hasn't come, so I just start getting into my negative stinking thinking again. It just means that vibration is coming around, and you're in a place of needing to trust and have faith.
Thank you very much. It's nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, you're welcome, darling. Take care, honey.
Thank you, Sandy.
Bye-bye.
That's a great question, Sonia Dawn.
That is a great question.
And what about, I mean, you spoke to it a little bit, but somebody might say, well, I've been trying to change my story, but these people keep coming back. This actors and actress, they keep coming back into my story. I can't, and they keep coming back. I don't know what else to do. And what would you say to somebody who's in that place where I keep changing, I take action, I move to another state, and somehow I find somebody else doing the same thing to me all over again?
Oh, yeah, because you know what? They will come back, and a lot of times they'll come back with a different face. So, you know, same experience, different person. And over and over and over again, I hear this a lot in either relationships and or career. You know, well, I have the same boss or the same people, same coworkers. That just means you haven't actually shifted it in your vibration. So there's still something within you that is attracting that experience. And that, I think that the way I look at it is that's the gift. Is it's not about anybody else. It's about you and you, what you're attracting to you. Now, the important thing to recognize there is if you're the one that's attracting it, you're the one that can shift it. So it is about what you choose to do with it. And so it's just a reminder that, hey, there's still something going on in my vibration that's allowing this into my experience. So it could be I'm not loving myself completely. It could be I don't feel like I deserve to have peace and calm in my life. It could be that I don't feel like I deserve to have abundance. It could be, I mean, it could be so many different things. And the reality of it is that when you actually shift the vibration, that energy cannot, it can be in your space, but it will not affect you. It won't affect you. So you can have it around you, but you will not have the same reactions, response, and feelings around it.
Because when we change our vibration, you know, everything around us changes and how we relate to things. And going back to your definition of forgiveness, finding the value in the experience, and we start to look for the value in the people that keep showing up in our life rather than keep blaming and judging and say, oh, my God, why is this happening? But say, okay, what do you have to teach me?
That's it. And then you can go, okay, so what is it that I need to learn? So a lot of times, and I'm sure you have this with your clients too, it's boundaries. It's you not speaking up, you not owning what you need, you not saying, no, this is not okay, or I won't do this, or the codependency. So they're coming up over and over and over again as the greatest teachers in our lives to say, this isn't okay, or I don't want to do this, or this isn't comfortable for me. It's to help us to find our voice.
That's a good point. And when you talk about boundaries, because people are saying, well, you know, we are one and I'm supposed to be loving and kind. Shouldn't I just let people in? But then again, when I let them in, they hurt me some more. So it's like, how can you just speak a little bit more to boundaries? And, you know, because we can tell people, I don't want you in my life anymore. But sometimes we could be communicating that from an energy of hurt, of pain. What tools, what would you share with listeners to help them in setting boundaries where they can feel empowered that they're not separating themselves from the other person, and at the same time they're taking care of themselves?
Well, because it's based on where it's coming from. If it's coming from fear, of them not accepting you, of them not liking you, of them talking about you or judging you, then you're going to stay in that cycle. When it comes from a place of unconditional love, you know, you can create boundaries with people from a place of love and sometimes be in their space and sometimes not, because oftentimes there are people in our lives that are toxic for us or not healthy for us. And if you're doing it from a place of fear, that energy will keep activating in you. When you're doing it from a place of unconditional love, you actually shift your vibration and see who that person is, who they really are. And when you do that, when you see who they really are, you're loving them in an unconditional way that's saying, you know what, I love who you are, I recognize your spirit, and I also recognize that the ego aspect of you is manifesting and creating these things that I choose to not be involved in or be a part of. So I just raise my vibration. I don't choose to try to fix it, help it, make it better. I just choose to shift into a place of seeing you for who you really are and allowing you to have the experience you need to have. That doesn't mean that I have to have it with you.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. And so I'm choosing to love you from a distance.
Exactly. And a lot of people, especially when it's family, have a very difficult time with that. And the way that I look at that is that's actually being loving and honoring to everyone, to you as well as to them, because it's not forcing them to have to. Maybe that's part of their journey, is to go into those dark places that people do at times. And we cannot change their journey. We have to honor it and be there for them and hold that space and hold that light and that love. But that doesn't mean that we can step in between them and their experience.
Yes, yes, yes. It's important for us to fill ourselves up first before we try to give to others. Because if you're not self-full, you have nothing to give. You've got to give from the overflow. If
Absolutely.
You're just joining us, my guest is Sunny Dawn Johnston. She is the author of Invoking the Archangels. We're talking about the art of forgiveness. She's taking your calls. And the number is 347-426-3346. Now, this is a giveaway. We got something to give away here. We're going to do Celestial Moment. We're moving that a little bit. Celestial Moment comes in at 1, but we're going to move that a little bit. So those of you, let's see. Well, I'm going to give everybody the opportunity. Sunny Dawn is giving away a book and 2 CDs. Now, one person doesn't win all that. We're going to give away 3 things.
Right.
Now, the question is, I want you, those of you who are listening online, to post on the Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page, or you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com, and there is a tab that says Ask Life Coach at it. So if you don't do Facebook, you can go there. I want you to tell me what step number 4 is. Sunny Dawn gave us 9 steps to claiming back your spiritual power, to reconnecting, to grounding yourself, to finding the value in the experience. I want you to tell me what step 4 is. And for those of you who are listening online or those who want to call in, 347-426-3346, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Tell me what step 4 is. That's really a giveaway on so many levels. Come on. Don't ask me no clues. It's a giveaway. Let's take a call. Jennifer, let's go to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
Ooh, now I'm feeling on top of the world with your energy.
Hi, Sunny.
Hey, Jennifer.
I'm doing great. You've taken 2 calls that are family, so I'm doing really, really well right now.
That's great. Mm. Very good.
So I'm glad now it's my turn.
Yay.
I was just wondering, where am I? What's going on? What do I need to do to keep moving forward? Just want to hear what they have to say to me.
Okay, give me your birth date, hon.
10/5/66.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing, I feel changes around you, and I feel like there's some change in either your work environment or your extracurricular time. So it feels like there's almost more activity happening right now, and that's probably going to continue for the next 3 months or so. But then I feel like it's time for a shift and more getting back to your spiritual work or spiritual, and it feels like back to, like you've been busy for a while, Maybe you've been doing some of it, but it's either you're going to grow that or you're going to expand that, or there's something around your spiritual work internally as well as externally, so within yourself as well as with other people, where I feel like you're going to either create more time and start doing something on a more consistent basis. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is that something you've already, like, do you already have that planned, or is that something that you're looking at or working on, or...
Everything. I'm looking at it. I'm moving. I'm taking steps forward. I'm listening more. I'm becoming more in tune. I'm willing to step forward. So, yes, yes.
And so what I would say is that this year is a manifestation year for you. So you want to be really mindful of what you're putting your energy into and how that's going to grow from there. So the things that you really want to create more of, focus on, affirm, intend. The things that you don't want to create more of, don't be talking about, don't sit and worry about, don't be thinking about, because you're in that energy where your magnet, you know, so to speak, is very strong. So I would really be, you know, saying focus and that high energy and the things you want. But, you know, those little worries and fears can pop up. Just don't pay attention to them because we don't want to create any more of that. But, yeah, July, shift in energy and an expansion in your work in a different way, not like in school work. This is like your own personal spiritual work.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Beautiful. Yes,
good job, girl.
Thank you. I'll see you in June at Celebrate Your Life. But thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your wonderful energy. You just come in at this sprinkle some fairy dust on all of us. let's take this call. Well, actually, with people trying to win something, I like this giveaway, especially when there's a question like this. So the question is, Sonny Dunn gave us 9 steps. You know, that's in her book, Invoking the Archangel. Step number 4, what is it? And I can tell you, Maria, sorry, that's not it. Mm-hmm. Step number 4 is quite simple, but it's not always easy to do because we get impatient. Oh, stop it. You're going to give it away. But I want to go to Maria. Maria says she's having issues with her daughter and Maria from Arizona. Maria, you're live. You called from Arizona. You having some issues with your daughter?
I am. Thank you. Good morning, Sunny. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
I have a 19-year-old daughter, and I've tried to, in my best way, raise her spiritually. She had so many incredible intuitive gifts, but it seems that she's taking these gifts down the wrong path, which is breaking my heart. Mm-hmm. It just seems that no matter how I'm trying, it just keeps coming back and being of a negative nature, and I don't know where to go at this particular point. I know you talked about forgiveness, and I get that forgiveness, and I'm wholeheartedly forgive her, and then a minute later, something else happens, and I'm angered.
Okay, is there any addiction issues with her?
Not that I know of. She does have to take medication to have her stabilized because she has severe depression issues.
Yeah, and does she have anxiety as well?
Very much so.
Yeah.
And when she goes off the meds, there's no talking. I mean, it's ugly.
So I feel that up and down, and I feel there's a lot of instability within her, so the medication might calm that, but it doesn't take it away. Does she live with you?
Well, most of the time. I mean, she's in and out. She thinks she's in love, so there's another issue.
Yeah. It feels to me like the most important thing that I would say to you is continue to surround her with love. Call in Archangel Raphael. Ask Raphael to help support her in healing internally that emotion. Her self-esteem feels very low to me, which is always a concern because then we're not always acting out of the best, you know, the best place for us. And I also feel like if you could talk to her a little bit about how she feels inside, It feels to me like the medication, yes, it's supposed to kind of cover things up, but she hasn't really purged that. I would like her writing, even if she just wrote what she feels, good, bad, or otherwise, and burned it. I feel like that would move some of that energy if she feels open to it. But ultimately, Maria, you're not going to like this answer, but you can't do it for her, and you can't cause her to want to be better or to do better or to even get into her spiritual stuff. But you can hold the vision. You can raise the vibration. You can focus on her and see her in who she truly is, that innate spirit with absolute worthiness and value. But you're not going to be able to fix it for her. And that, as a mother, I get it. I know is the
it's
hardest
hard.
Thing to do and the hardest thing to hear.
It's raising my vibration. I can't, I seem to be hitting against blocks because I believe what you say. If I raise my own vibration, then, it's not my story. It's her story.
Right.
But her story is affecting me, and I'm trying to raise my vibration so that I can move on myself.
Well, this is the thing. Raising your vibration is one thing, but because it's triggering things in you, you have to heal those things. And there's some forgiveness work for you to do in your relationship with her, because I feel like you feel some guilt around the reasons that she is the way that she is. And so if you start to heal and forgive that, then you won't have that same trigger. Then when your vibration raises, you can actually release the responsibility to her.
So I need to forgive myself?
Yeah.
That's where it starts? It starts
that's
with me
where,
forgiving myself.
It sure does, sister.
Okay.
All right, sweetie, we'll send you some love. Archangel Raphael and Zadkiel, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Maria, hold on 1 second. Don't hang up. I love how you came to you, asked the question, and you gave yourself the answer. You talked about self-forgiveness. You've got to forgive yourself. Remember what Sonny Dunn said at the beginning of the show? Forgiveness is finding the value in the experience.
Yeah.
When you self-forgive, then you can raise the vibration. But you know what? We're going to support you. We're not just going to throw words at you. We're going to support you. I'm going to give you one of this. Sonny Dunn, do you think we should give her the book or the CD? Which one do you think
the
we should
book.
Give her, Maria?
The book.
You get a book.
That would be great.
You get a book. There you go. So now you've got everything you need to raise your own vibration, to forgive yourself and allow your daughter to have her own experience. And, you know, there's something she's here to teach you, and you're here to teach her. So hold on. Don't hang up yet, okay? And then we'll get to the details, all right? It might
Thank
take a little bit
so
to
much.
Get to you. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. See, you're already getting value in this whole experience.
There you go.
Oh, wow. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's see. We're going to take a break. Let's get Sonny Dunn to create a break, you know, drink some water or do anything she wants to do. We'll come back, take a couple of calls, and then we'll get ready to wrap up the show. To find out more about Sonny Dunn Johnston, her website is that, sonnydunnjohnston.com. A lot of information is on there about the classes she's doing, and she's just a beautiful energy. I remember when I first came to your site, Sonny Dunn, the first picture I saw was you in the car. I was like, oh, I like that. Like, you say, I'm on the move. You coming? You're not getting the car, goodbye.
That's kind of true, too. You got it.
You look so happy in that car. The sunglasses, I'm on the road. I got love to share. So we're taking your call, 347-426-334. What is it? 3346. Yeah, that's the number. I knew that. I was just testing myself. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And just to remind you, the show is the archive. You can download them. And, share the show with your friends. Share with people you know, people you want to get to know, people who are getting in your nerve, your enemies, your frenemies also. I heard that the other day. It's like frenemies. Yeah, share the show with them because they get to lighten up. They get to relax and let go. But, you know, really, you don't have haters. You don't have enemy, because your enemy is your inner me. There's only one of us here. And what you see out there is what you're looking with. So when you can learn to share your love with people that gets on your nerves, you're really giving it to yourself. So take care of yourself. Share the gift. You can't give what you don't have. And you only get to keep what you give away. So you're willing to give some love? Go ahead and do it. Your life depends on it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. We are setting the intention that your life is changing right now as we speak, that you get to find the value in what you're experiencing, no matter what it looks like. Even if you're joyful, find the value. Sometimes, you know, when things are going right, we're just like, woohoo, but it's good too. But if you have enough challenging experience right now, you just can't find your way, and it's like everybody's smiling, it's springtime, but my life is still such a mess. Well, find the value. There's so many people out here, spiritual teachers, Sunny Dawn is here, her website going there. We got the internet. We're living in some great times, even through the challenges. It's all for our spiritual growth and transformation. We're going to come back. We want to do celestial moments. That usually comes at 1 o'clock, so we're going to do that quick segment of that. And then we're going to get ready to release the show. We're going to just wrap up. I don't know. Maybe we'll take one more call or two. I don't know. Let's see. So many people on here. Let's go to Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm all on fire. This show is amazing. Hello, Sunny Dawn. Hi, Life
Coach. Hello.
Today.
Thank you. What good. How are you?
Oh, well, blessed by you, and I actually have a gift for the both of you. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I'll do this quick. I have a Celestial Moment, but I cannot hold this back. So, Life Coach today and Sunny Dawn, did you know that every time you see a word with an S in front of it, it implies sunshine? How? S is the 19th letter of the alphabet, and the 19th tarot card is the sun. Very interesting. S in front of a word means that the sun is shining brightly. There is light. Thank you for blessing us. And that's for the both of you.
Nice.
Thank you. My pleasure. Well, I'm glad you do. So I'm going to give some more to the family. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, April 10th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2026. Add 2026, and the energy of the day equals 10. The 10th letter of the alphabet is J. Words like jasmine, joy, and jubilee connect us to the magical power of 10. 10 shows up as the wheel of fortune in tarot. It's about life, which has ups and downs. 10 shows up as the turtle in medicine cards, which means Mother Earth, which teaches give and take. 10 also becomes the one magician in tarot cards and teaches about the power of action, the mastery of all the elements to manifest in our life. Then we fly as one the eagle, which spirit, between heaven and earth, as we live our best life. Today, we are going to put the focus on the raccoon, the generous protector of the medicine card. Its number is not 10, it's actually 46, but when you add 4 plus 6, you get 10. So here we go. Dear raccoon born with a mask, Shall we assume evil intent because there are shadows around your eyes? No. Let my home-owning friends tell it. The raccoon is a menace. I, on the other hand, see a superhero from the animal world who outshines the legged creatures by its wonderful style of sharing. If actions are a rarity in a dog-eat-dog world, to take the time to play with your food and then prepare morsels for the lookout, what chivalry. We have much to learn from these little creatures, and people with raccoon medicine learned how to teach self-reliance, and they are protectors of the underdog. So I have empathy for my two-legged brothers and sisters who are dealing with raccoons in their trash, but I'm for the underdog, too. Stop tearing down trees and ruining their natural habitat. How about we celebrate their gifts to us? I suggest we follow Sunny Dawn's advice. When you know that you're a beautiful being of love and think thoughts that align with that vibration, you allow others to know the same about themselves. Let's remove the fear and see the love in the mask. And that's the story of 10 through our friend the raccoon from the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Celestial moment comes to you every day around 1, like she says, around 1. It's usually 1, but we go with the flow. We're flexible here. Now, Sunny Dawn, there's so much fun I'm having. So we have Maria trying to figure out what step number 4 is. But she tried and tried. She's committed to finding what the answer is, but she just still can't get it. I'm just so impressed by her commitment that I'm going to give her one of your CDs. And I can't find the last name now. I've been with a different tab. I'm doing several things at once here. But Anne also has a question. So, Anne, you got it right. Step number 4 is commitment. And you two would... Maria was definitely committed, so I'm going to let her have it. She was just really wasn't going to give up. That's the spirit. So I wanted to ask you this. Well, actually, not me. Anne has a question. Let me go here. Let me go to this tab. This is the last one we're doing. Sorry, folks. Let's see. Here it is. She said she feels like she's losing her faith in her angels. She feels like a lost soul. Where to go, what to do, what angels are with me. So she's kind of in this place where she doesn't know what the heck is going on. Mm-hmm. Her name is Anne Kaufman.
A lot of times when you're getting to that place where you're feeling like you're losing faith, it's really because you're spending so much time in your head and not as much time in your heart or in your spirit. I feel, as far as around Anne specifically, I feel a lot of Raphael's energy, which is the angel of healing, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And I also feel a lot of Gabriel's as well, which is that communication. What is it that I want to express? How am I expressing? Am I focusing on the negative or am I focusing on the positive? What am I affirming? A lot of times when we start to feel like we're losing faith and we're like, it's not happening fast enough, it's not happening in my timing, I'm not seeing the signs the way that I want to, and that can be really frustrating because we set ourselves up then for failure because spirit does not work on the same time we do. You know, they have divine timing, we have, you know, this human physical time. So what I would say is that if you could start to try to take some time every day that is just quiet internal connection, not to receive anything, not to ask for anything, not to give, just to be present in the energy, I think that would start to help you fill up, Anne. And because you feel like you're running on empty, I feel like that's why your faith is you're struggling with that. The most important thing right now is continuing to allow yourself to receive, because when you get to that place where you start doubting, then you shut down, you close off your arms, you close off your energy, you shut down, then you can't receive anything. So what I would say is open yourself up, ask for that, don't have an expectation. Expectations really set us up for failure. Don't have an expectation of how it's supposed to look or when it's supposed to be, and then you'll start to see the experience. You've done it before, so you can do it again. The other thing real quick is when you first start learning about the spirit world, your angels, your guides, and all that, it's really, really exciting. You see all these things. It's all new, and there's so many experiences. Once you've opened yourself up to that and you've had a lot of experiences that way, it's not ever going to be the same as it was when it was first new. And so, yes, you can have more experiences, but your vibration is higher, so you're used to it in a different space. So a lot of times we feel like, well, they're not around as much. It's not that they're not around as much as that we've gotten used to their energy and they're part of our everyday activity instead of something that's just popping in here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that, too.
Yeah, that is such a great point when you talk about, you know, once you first get into that place where you're all high and everything is magnificent,
yep,
amazing, you get so used to it. You don't get to, it doesn't, well, I know for me, it was like, okay, hold on, things are not so amazing anymore. There should be fireworks going on when I create miracles. Now it's just like, the whole universe is like, yeah, okay, you create another miracle, big deal.
Exactly. Exactly, and it's not as exciting, and it's not as fun, and it's not as flashy, and so a lot of times we go, well, it's not happening. Well, it's not that they're not there. It's just that we're so used to seeing it that our, number one, our excitement level is different, and our vibration is different. So it's like we come to have the experience more often. It's kind of like when you fall in love, you know, that first 6 months, you don't recreate those. You create things that are even better, but that feeling isn't there the same as it is 20 years later. It just isn't. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Not worse, it's just different.
Exactly. And I guess that's the thing, because there are those of you, I've heard people, I've worked with people saying, well, I've been on this spiritual path a long time and I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. As we get ready to release this conversation, what would you say to people who are on the path and still having health challenges or can't quite find the perfect relationship and they're like, I don't know what's going on. I meditate. I've forgiven myself. I used to communicate with the angels, but I don't know. Things just seem kind of humdrum. What would you share with them?
Well, I think a lot of people get to that place, and the thing is, I think as long as we're in physical bodies, we have something to learn. And so there's always an opportunity for growth and expansion. And just because it's not exactly where you know, a lot of times I'll say, well, I have clients say, I worked on that 20 years ago. I did so much work around that 20 years ago. And it doesn't negate the fact that you did the work. It's just saying, you know what, there's something still showing up. There's still something in your vibration that's holding you back. It doesn't mean that you have to do 20 years more worth of work. It just means there's still something that's not allowing that into your space. And that is part of our, I think, our work is the mystery of being able to follow our guidance and heal and release and heal and release and open up and experience and expand. And if we didn't have something to move towards, then what would we do here? You know, what would we do?
Indeed. We are here to express the love. So when we don't see it, it's just about being the light, recognizing that I am the light. I am the light of the world.
Right. We forget that sometimes.
Yes. We start blending with the so-called darkness that has such a gift for us. We forget, oh, I'm the light. Oops, I was getting caught up in the darkness. Sonny Dawn, I have so enjoyed this conversation with you. Anything you want to share with our listeners before you go? Maybe something you want to talk about that I didn't ask you about, or something that you're just feeling like now before we release you?
You know, I thought it was a beautiful conversation, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much for inviting me. I would just encourage us. A lot of people are having challenging times right now, and I would encourage you. One of the guidance that I've received at the beginning of this year was this year really is about community. Create community, whether it's radio shows like yours, whether it's spiritual centers or groups of like-minded people, but get yourself into support and community, because that is what is needed right now. It's not meant to be individual. We're supposed to come together, work together, heal together, help each other, support each other, and I think that's where we'll all find the most peace.
That is so true. I have so enjoyed you, your groundedness, your straight to the point, your love, your wisdom. Thank you. Thank you for the work you do in supporting humanity, because, yes, you're right. It's about, we've got to come together. It's about creating community and tribe and supporting one another. So thank you for the work you do, and we look forward to having another conversation with you, Sonny D.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
After saying your name, I'm calling you Donnie, I'm calling you C. What else am I going to call you? Archangel Sonny?
It's beautiful. Whatever it is, it's good. We're good. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Please give Amy a hug for us.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Woo, life is good. It's getting better. I love it. You can find out more about Sunny Dawn Johnston by going to her website. It is sunnydawnjohnston.com. And for those that we didn't get to, sorry, but I trust that you listened from a different place and we did get you. You did get some kind of answer. If not, go to Sunny's website and connect with her. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I get ready to wrap up the show, release the show. We don't wrap the show up. There's no need to wrap it up. We want to release it because it's coming out, and we want it to go into the ethers. Let's take a quick break. Actually, we're going to take a break, but we want to do this. I want to remind you, because sometimes we forget. Sunny Dawn was talking about, you know, we forget that we are the light. We are the one to bring the love. We are the one to bring the compassion, the peace, the understanding, the togetherness. And Karen Drucker, yeah, I want to play her again because I just love this song. Where is it? Right here. And if you have questions or comments, we're taking it. 347-426-3346 now. There are those of you who called in for reading, and you still have your hand up, you press one on your keypad. Unless you have another question or comment, then press one on your keypad again. So Jennifer, Maria, and press one on your keypad unless you have another question or comment. Comment, and then we'll come to you. And let's see. Yeah, here's what I was looking for. Listen to this song. If you're just still feeling something else, this is Karen Drucker reminding us who we are. We're here to support one another, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll be right back after this to release this show. KarenDrucker.com. She said, "We are all angels searching for each other."
We are all angels who only have one wing. All angels searching for each other. All angels who cannot reach the sky. 'Cause we need each other to fly. Do you know there are angels in our midst? Can you hear them? Can you feel them? They're all around you, with you every day. Do you see them, or do you look the other way?
It's that man that I forgot to kiss as I hurried out the door, or that stranger that said hello that I ignored. They are angels.
They are angels.
We are angels.
We are all angels who only have one wing. All angels searching for each other.
It's so busy, time goes by so fast. I rush through the day, trying to make each moment last.
When I take the time to look around, I see sweet angels smiling back at me. Everywhere, at any time, I need to open up my eyes. See the beauty that surrounds me. Now I realize we are angels.
We are angels.
We are angels.
We are all angels
who only have one wing.
All angels
searching for each other.
All angels.
Cannot reach the sky, 'cause
each other to fly. Even the people that get on your nerves, even the people that challenge you, you need them. Those are the ones you really need to fly. Because when you get to find the value in the gift that they're bringing you, that gift looks like mess. That gift smells. It stinks. You just wish they disappear out of your life. If you can see the gift, if you can see the value, if you can see the love, if you can be the love, if you can send out the right vibration, holding them in the light, knowing that whatever they're dealing with and going through and growing through, that they will find their answer, you will fly. You can't run. You can't run. You can't run from yourself, because wherever you go, there you are. You are the one. The key is to forgive. The key is to let go. I love Sonny Donna's definition. Find the value in the experience. When you find the value in the experience, when you ask yourself, okay, that was traumatic, that was horrible, that was mean, that was just mean-spirited, but what did I learn in that experience? What did I learn about myself? What was the gift? You might say, well, I don't know about the gift. I don't think it was a gift. Oh, yes, there is. Because everything that you go through and grow through helps you recognize who and what you are. The question is, are you willing to embrace all of life? Are you willing to embrace the darkness? Are you willing to embrace the light? Are you willing to embrace the good? Are you willing to embrace the bad? Are you willing to embrace the saints in your life and the sinners in your life? When you get to that point, you will know that you are on a mission, that you're living out your purpose, your passion. You're saying yes to why you are here. You know, we need each other. We're here to support each other. So be careful when you're judging somebody else. Be careful when you're blaming somebody else. Be careful when you're criticizing somebody else, because you become that you judge. You become that you criticize. So what's the flip side? You can praise something rather than criticize or find the value in it. You can't hold a thought and not get the impact of it. You, as a generator of a thought, will catch it first. As a matter of fact, you, as a generator of that thought, really, it's just you. It's just about you. May think you're talking about somebody else. I was watching Oprah's last class yesterday, and there was a lady on there who was studying to be a doctor, and she was taking care of her nephew, and she has a lot of pain about that, a lot of pain about her brother. And she's angry that she was studying to be a doctor. Now she has to put her life on hold. And there were people in the chat room saying, oh, I hate for her to be my doctor. They had a lot of opinions. And we have all of that. But you know, she was the lady who came on, what's her name? I think her name was Keisha. She came on to give us a gift. Where in your life are you judgmental? Where in your life are you angry about something you're doing that you wish you're not doing, or you think that your life could have gone a different direction if it wasn't for your brother, your sister, your mom, your girlfriend, your husband, whatever it is? Be careful when you're judging somebody else, because really what you're telling the world is, this is what I think about myself. We're getting ready to release the show, and I just love it when I don't love it when things don't go the way I want it to. I embrace it. I don't love it when things don't go the way I want it to go, but I embrace it. And just to add some spice to the show, now we have Anne on the phone, I think, and we have Anne on Facebook, so it's the same person, I think. Well, Casper will work that out. And also, Maria, who didn't give up. Yes, you get a copy of Sonny's CD. Maria gets the book. And now, because I thought Maria on Facebook was a different person, we have one more CD to give away. Now, if you've won something on Life Conversations Radio in the last 30 days, then don't even bother. Casper, can you check and see? Jennifer wanted to add something. Casper. I love that. Oh, I love to have fun.
Now, I think that's it. But let's see. Let's go here. Now, I think we still have one CD to give away, Invoking the Archangel CD. So, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. What was I saying again? Yeah. If you're getting ready to release the show, so if you want to have a go to win this last copy, just really not winning it. You were just giving it to you. You want to be the receiver. Yeah, that feels better. If you want to be the receiver of Invoking the Archangels by Sonny Don Johnston, I have a friend called Sonny D, and I think that's what it was coming from, Sonny Don. You can go to, well, you can do it on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And then, what's the other thing again? LifeConversationsMedia.com, and click on the Ask Life Coach at a tab and send in your answer there. What is step number four that Sonny Don shared with us and that process of self-transformation? Oh, okay, cool. All is well. Now, I can't get back into my chat room because something is happening. So I'm just going to release and let go. But if anybody's got something they want to share right now, I can't see the chat room, put it on the like page or call in 347-426-3346. Glenda, Tanya, Donna. Oh, I love that. Glenda, Tanya, Donna. and all of you in the chat room, which I can't see at this moment, all is well. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Please spread the word, share the word, share the love, share the love. Tell somebody about this. Come back and listen to the show. Come back and listen to other shows. Listen to the archives. We've had some wonderful, wonderful guests on Life Conversations Radio. There's so much more to come. The bump was on her way. We've had John Holland. Frank Ainslow talking about quantum entrainment, Deborah Johnson. We had some people last week. No, we didn't because I wasn't here last week. But all the information, you want to check out the past guests, you can go to upcoming guests, click that tab. And when you click that, you see the ones that are coming. And then under that tab is another tab called past guests. We have Mark Hudson. He's coming back. Colette. I want to call Colette a different name. I don't know why I'm changing people's name. I should be one. Colette Baron-Lee is coming. She's coming. Well, we actually have a date for that. I need to update that. We have a date for Caroline Sutherland. We just, you know, Richard Moss. I can't wait to see him. So, anyway, let's release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. This is a song that I've been trying to play. It is quite, it's a prayer. It's a prayer. Actually, there's two songs. One is Everything Must Change, and the other is Let It Be. Now, I don't know which one I want to play, but I have the choice to change my mind, so let me see what else I need to tell. I think I said this before. I don't know because I was talking and typing, but I'm going to say it again because I really want you to get it. I love you. If I said it before, I'm saying it again. I love you. I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you for your love, for your compassion, for just being part of this transformation. You are the change you want to see. You are the one. Let it be. Oh, there you go. Let it be. Let it be. Let the change happen. Well, that's what we're going to play. And to find out more about Carlton Pearson, his website address is Bishop. Pearson, yeah, PEARSON.com. He was here. We did an interview with him about a month ago. Is it been that long? I don't remember. But it's on the archive. He's coming back, a powerful teacher, teaching us about the gospel of inclusion, reminding us that God is not into religion, or God is into religion, but not limited to a religion. God is everything and the no thing. And I just want to remind you to be loved. It is the truth of who you are, you know. And while you're being loved, be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back to you. Just like you breathe in and out, you be the love and you receive the love. You give the love and you receive the love. Some of us find it easy to receive, but not always easy to give. But not always easy to receive. So
So, you know, you've got to complete this circle, the journey. The cycle is about giving and receiving, like you breathe in and out. Here it is. Let it be. Well, it was. Where is it? I can't find it. Life is good. It's getting better. Hope to see you again. This is Carlton Pearson. To find out more about him, his website address is bishoppearson.com. And we got about 15 minutes. The song is, yeah, I'm going to play. Maybe Abraham. I don't know what I'm going to play. We'll see what I'm going to play. But whatever I play after this song is going to be good. It's all about your transformation. Be still, listen, and be transformed. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Peace and blessings.
Now is the time.
Carlton Pearson.
And this is the moment. All else is but a memory of what has been or a speculation of what might come. It's useful to look back and to look forward as well. But always remember, now is where you are, and now is when you can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes, and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this. Whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be, for when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be, oh, let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be. Oh, though they be divided, there is still a chance that they will see, yes. And this will be an answer. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. This will be your answer. Let it be, let it be. Oh, let it be, let it be. Seems clouded, there's still a light that shines in me. It will shine all through the night time. I'm going to let it be. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. When I wake up in the morning, hear the thought that comes to me. Yes, it does. It whispers.
This moment will pass quickly. But before it goes, you can make it golden. You can sit there and watch this moment become forever lost. Or you can put yourself into this moment and make it yours forever. This is a moment waiting to be lived. Imagine what can happen when you fill it with love, with commitment, when you fill it with courage and focus and effort. It's just a moment, and yet in this moment is truly everything you are and the birth of everything you can become. If you waste this moment, you waste the most precious things you have. But instead, feel this moment and the next with the best you can be. And there is no limit to what you can bring and what it can bring you. This moment is yours to use, but only if you use it now, while it's here. Fill it with value and meaning, and then you send it on its way. And remember, experience is not only what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Sometimes you just have to let things go. You can't fix everything, don't try. Don't get anxious, don't get filled with anxiety and frustration and despondency. Just release it to God. Do yourself a favor and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This will be your answer. Let things go, let it go, oh, let it go,
let it go,
let it go, children, let it go. You need to take these words of wisdom, just let it go, let it go. Let it go.
Let it
come on.
Go.
Let it go. There it goes. There it goes, yeah. You take the words of wisdom. Let it go. Let it be. Let it be.
I have a tendency to be the person that my children or my family or my friends call upon to help them feel good, and I usually feel pretty good about that. I just have a hard time making me feel as good as I can see for them.
For example?
My 19-year-old is wondering, you know, how's her life going to turn out? Why doesn't she know what she wants to be? And so I constantly tell her that I know that she'll figure it out, that the answers are there, to be patient with herself, to focus on her happiness. And I'm really good at giving advice, but not necessarily great at following the good advice that I give. I have a 12-year-old son, and so I'll do that for them. It's real easy for me to spot that thing that'll help them bounce right back.
Well, that's because you don't have nearly as much resistance about their future and their success as you do about your own. In other words, you have too good of a memory about too many things that have gone wrong. Your opening words to us are a little telling when you say, I have a tendency. And what that means is, I've been practicing it, and I know I've been practicing it, and I'm practicing it even now as I'm talking about practicing it. And you just want to start singing a different song, beating a different drum. how would you say, as you think about your life experience, would you call it glorious or rotten?
I'd have to say it's been glorious.
Yes. And so would you say it has been perfect or imperfect?
I'd say it's been perfect.
Would you say that it is all that you would ever want or that it is a work in progress?
I'd say it's a work in progress.
Would you say that you have always known in every moment the exact thing to do, or would you say you're figuring out as you go?
I'm figuring out as I go.
Would you say that you have had the benefit of someone else taking you by the hand and leading you along the way and stepping all over your toes of freedom? Or would you say that you have had the glorious opportunity and freedom to make as many mistakes as you wanted to make in your progress?
I've had the freedom to make as many mistakes.
Would you say that out of what has gone wrong, no good has ever come? Or would you say that out of what seemed to be going wrong, clarity about what you preferred has come forth?
Out of what's gone wrong, clarity about what I preferred has come forth.
So would you say that the contrast, even sometimes when it doesn't feel good, has been detrimental or beneficial?
Beneficial.
Do you believe that it is your job to get it right every time? Or do you believe that you have the opportunity to have an experience that can give birth to a desire? In other words, do you like the idea of standing still or expanding?
Expanding.
So when you're interacting with your children, do you think it would be to their advantage for you to be setting up the appearance of living an absolutely perfect life? Or do you think it is to their advantage to see you not sure of what you want and then get clearer and not know how to get there and then work on finding thoughts that feel good and then coming into alignment? In other words, does it benefit someone to see you not knowing what to do, but knowing in essence what you're reaching for, and then just doing your best to feel good and then watching things come into place?
The latter.
And so the advice that you are giving to your children, it's sort of like the foundation of your nation. It was an inspired dream from many very tapped in individuals who had a vision of something that would work that your nation has been working toward ever since. Esther felt great relief when she realized that, because for a long time she thought, well, we had this perfect government when those brilliant guys that figured it out were alive, and then it's been eroding ever since, and now we are getting further and further from it. And it was a great relief to her to realize that they launched an idea that you are all continuing to work toward. It is a work in progress, as is everything, you see. So the greatest gift that you can give to your children is very much as what you have stated back to us when you say, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know where or when or how or who. I just know that wonderful things are going to come for you. And when you feel that and keep reflecting it to them, is the greatest gift that you can give to anyone, an expectation of well-being coming to them. And it is a far greater gift to expect it to come to them based upon what they achieve than it is to say, I'll find a way of making it happen for you. Because all that says is, I am the powerful one. I am the one that has figured it out. And I will take care of you. And that is certainly not the message that you're wanting to give to your children. We think you're on track. Don't let their tantrums dissuade you. Very little of that. Now what? Yes.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To